Welcome to Lad vs Dad Football Predictions Podcast.
I'm Dad.
I'm Lad, the current champion. Welcome to Lad vs Dad Football Predictions Podcast, Season 2, Episode 24.
Welcome everybody. Ready for some top predicting again today. How did last week go?
Last week it was an 8-8 draw. Dad keeps the 2-point lead.
Yeah, what's the overall score then?
And the overall score is Lad 148 and Dad 150.
No, and I remember we had a bet. If you were leading by 5 points, I was going to give you £5, 6 points, £6, etc. And you're not leading.
Why don't we do it this week?
If you get 5 points ahead,
three points.
Yeah, go on then.
Go on then.
£3 though.
We're shaking our hands.
And then
if I get 4 points ahead, you have to give £4.
Yeah, okay. From anything from three onwards, but you're 2 points behind at the minute. Now, we went against each other on a lot of these matches last week, so I thought one of us was going to run away with it. And yet we've ended up with an 8-8 draw. But any perfects?
One perfect each. The first perfect was Dad's. He predicted Man City, Liverpool, predicted 1-1, was 1-1. And then I got Leicester, Watford. I predicted 2-0 Leicester, and it was.
So the game you were at, you predicted right. Thank you to Jamie Vardy, 90 whatever minute penalty against their player who had to go in goal because the goalie got sent off.
That's the second time I saw that happen, though.
Yeah. You've seen it at Notts County as well, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a rare thing to happen in football. But I did look. We record how many games you're on, and you're 95 matches. So you're going to get to your 100th match soon. Not bad for an eight-year-old. I remember you said that you might do a review on the podcast when you're on 100 games, like best ground, worst ground, best match, worst match, and all that.
Just like no predictions. Just one day, you just ask me questions and I'll review.
Yeah, call it Welcome to the 100 Club or something and talk about... Because you've been... Yeah. A lot of people have... Even if they have been to 100 games, not many people have been to loads of grounds. They normally done it all in like one or two grounds. You've done it loads of places. Anyway, is there anything that you would like to talk about or shall we just crack on with the predictions?
Well, we don't want to be Peter Crouch, so crack on.
Yeah, we do not... You're right, we do not want to be Mr. Crouch. So, what is the first game?
Arsenal Wolves.
Okay, we'll just click into the league table. What's going on here?
I think Arsenal are first and Wolves are 12th.
Yeah, after the Man City Liverpool draw, it's so tight at that top. Even Villa Villa could go top this weekend.
Villa are.
They could go top, couldn't they?
Third.
Yeah.
Yeah, joint third.
Amazing. But
Wolves... Even Tottenham are not that far behind.
It's so close. And Tottenham have lost three in a row, and they're only 4 points off the top, even though they've lost three in a row.
There's not much gap between these, because ninth, West Ham are on 20, then Brighton are on 22, Newcastle only 23. It's like jumping up by 1 point every time.
Yeah, it's a crazy year this year. I know it's Man U have got a goal difference of zero, like they've conceded as many as they've scored, which is quite bad for them. But yeah, it's a weird season so far, I think. And the teams at the bottom have got so little points. The three teams at the bottom, Everton have got an excuse, but Burnley haven't got an excuse. 4 points from 13. Yeah, Fulham beat Wolves last night. That's helped them. And we're talking about Wolves, aren't we? So Arsenal v Wolves, what's your prediction?
I'm going 2-0 Arsenal.
Oh, I try and avoid doing this, but 2-0 Arsenal. Just going to go with you. Now I've got a 2-point lead. I'm going to copy it all season just to ruin the whole thing.
Well, you're going first on this one. Brentford-Luton.
Brentford-Luton, another game that does not sound like a Premier League game, but I won't go down that rant again. Brentford, look, they won three in a row, then they lost two. Luton, decent form, considering where they are in the table. And they're going to back it up with a draw. Brentford 2, Luton 2.
Well, thank you for not copying my one. I am going 1-0.
What, to either team? You can have two predictions.
What team is it again?
Brentford-Luton.
Brentford.
1-0 Brentford, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, well, the next one is two of these absolutely awful teams playing each other. What game is it?
Burnley-Sheffield.
What are you going to go with?
Burnley on 4 points, Sheffield on 5. I have no idea. I'm going to go 2-1 Burnley.
Yeah, it's in Burnley's ground. For me, Burnley are the better team. 3-1 Burnley. What's next?
Nottingham Forest, Everton.
Well, if there's any chance of Nottingham Forest getting dragged into the relegation, 13 points from 13 games, they should be in it, but they need, really, for the sake of Forest getting dragged into it, we kind of need Everton to start getting some points there. And this is a big game for that, and I'm going to go with it. Forest 0, Everton 1.
I think Forest 1, Everton 1.
Ooh, okay, and what we got next? Saturday night game.
Newcastle Man U.
I think this is cool that they've put it on Saturday, 8 o'clock. Big game. What do you reckon is going to happen?
Oh, I've got the 2-0 Newcastle.
Yeah, well, we're recording early this weekend. And actually, this week, sorry, we're recording on Tuesday night. Actually, as we're recording, Paris Saint-Germain and Newcastle have just kicked off in the Champions League. Would that make any difference? Probably not.
By the way, I meant 1-0 Luton. No, I mean 1-0 Brentford. I'm just...
Oh, you're going back the two games. You know what he's going to do? He'll snip out the bit where he said 1-0 Luton. And if it is 1-0 Luton, he'll claim that was his prediction. But I think we've got... We need to get an independent assessment.
No, I mean 1-0 Brentford. 1-0 no, Brentford. I actually mean 1-0 Luton.
See what he's doing to me? He's going to try and cover all areas. Okay,
actually mean 1-0 Brentford.
Are you sure about your last bet for Newcastle? Or do you want Man U?
Nah, I'm pretty sure about Newcastle.
I'm going Newcastle as well. Newcastle 2, Man United 1. What's next?
Bournemouth, Aston Villa.
Villa, who could go top? What do you... No, it's what do I think, isn't it? What do I think? What do I think, lad? What do I think?
I don't know. You're yourself. I'm not you.
Oh, I keep forgetting that I'm myself. Bournemouth have won the last two.
Why are you being so cringe?
Bournemouth have won the last two. Bournemouth 1, Villa 1. Villa are going to be disappointed.
By the way, I mean 1-0 Newcastle. No, I mean 2-0.
Ugh.
Now when you write the scores down, you're going to get confused.
You know what, listeners? He's like this all day.
I mean...
Someone's put 50p in him.
I mean, 1-0 Brentford and 2-0 Newcastle.
Come on, let's focus on the game that we're talking about. Bournemouth-Villa, what's your prediction?
I'm going 2-0 Villa.
2-0 Villa. So you've got Villa to be virtually top. What's the next one?
Chelsea-Brighton.
What's going on with these teams?
Chelsea are 10th and Brighton are 8th.
Chelsea can't be happy being 10th though, can they? Like, and they're actually on points. They're only 1 point off Fulham in 14th.
I'm going 2-0 Brighton.
2-0 Brighton at Stamford Bridge. Even though Chelsea are doing bad, I'm going Chelsea because I think Brighton will play in the Europa on Thursday. Chelsea 2, Brighton 1. What is next?
Liverpool, Fulham.
Scousers are going to win against Fulham. They're going to win 3-1.
That was quite confident.
I'm confident with the match.
I'm going 2-0 Liverpool.
Okay. We're racing for them now, aren't we? A London derby.
West Ham, Palace.
Oh, I hate predicting Palace. Like, they just, you don't know what they're like. Look, they're going lose, lose, win, lose, lose, but they're just always around 13th in the table. That is just Crystal Palace. 13th now. Usually 13th. So who is it? It's you, West Ham Palace.
Their form tells me they're gonna win. Lose, lose, win, lose, lose, win.
Yeah, you're going with that pattern then?
I think they are going to win 1-0.
Who, sorry? Palace?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I'm going West Ham. 2-0. 2-0 to West Ham, so that's an interesting one for us. Next game is a big one.
Man City, Tottenham.
Man City, Tottenham. I think Tottenham's recent form is lose, lose, lose. They've got no Madison. They've got no Kane. They'll get no goals. Man City 2, Tottenham 0.
I think that it's going to be 3-0 Man City.
Wow. That's the Premier League. We've got four specials for us this weekend. Where are you starting us off?
West Brom, Leicester.
This is an early kickoff on Saturday. As we speak, West Brom are currently playing their Tuesday night game and they're drawing 0-0 against somebody.
Cardiff.
Is it Cardiff? Yeah. According to Flash Score. And Leicester. Cardiff. Yeah, a 0-0. And Leicester, Middlesbrough got a big chance.
Live on the podcast.
Live on the podcast.
To go 3-0 up.
Middlesbrough, 37th minute. They're 2 up against Preston. Flash Score says big chance.
And
can he score?
And it's in the 38th minute.
Tune in next week. The minutes change. It's still not finished the chance. It could be a penalty, you know. Sometimes it's as big chances for ages for a penalty. Let's go back to that.
Yeah, so, we'll tell you. Oh, 3-0 to Middlesbrough.
Middlesbrough 3, Preston 0. That is a bit of a surprise in the first half.
Let's see how quickly
this screen catches up. This one's not on refresh, I reckon. Anyway, so West Brom are in 5th against Leicester. Yeah. So, what do you think is going to happen? West Brom, that's still not updated, is it? West Brom, Leicester.
West Brom are in 5th currently.
Yeah, they might be different.
If they
by
win
them.
Or if they lose, they could go down, they could go
Leicester
up.
Leicester are playing Sheffield Wednesday tomorrow. But what about... Oh, Newcastle have just scored. This is like live podding. Newcastle have scored at Paris Saint-Germain in the 25th minute.
It makes it 1-0
and
to Newcastle.
They would still be going out, but...
Yeah, they're still going out.
Right, come on, let's get back to... We keep getting distracted, don't we? West Brom versus Leicester.
I bet there's going to be another goal in a minute.
West Brom versus Leicester, what are you saying?
I'm saying... I always predict Leicester 2-0. I'm not going to go there. I'm going 3-1, Leicester.
I think this is going to be a tough one. Leicester have not drawn all season. If I predict a draw, and it is, can I get 5 points? Because it's so rare. If I get a Leicester draw.
5 points?
Yeah. A correct score and 2 points if I get the result right.
I think on it in the podcast at the end, I'll tell you.
So I might have him here.
Tune in to the end,
right? West Brom 1, Leicester 1. I am going with a draw, so we'll see whether he gives me some bonus points. What's the next game?
Napoli, Inter.
Tell me what's going on with these teams.
Inter, a top, 2 points clear, really good form. The last game they did draw.
They don't concede goals, do they? 7 goals against all season. And Napoli?
Napoli are a lot of... They're not much positions away because they're fourth, but you look at the points, they're quite a big drop away. Inter are on 32, they're on 24.
After winning that title last year, I don't think Napoli will get it this year. I'm going to go Napoli 0, Inter 1.
I've not even done one. Oh, is it you
first? Yeah, it is me on this one, yeah.
Inter 3, Napoli 2.
Whoa, goal fest. And we've got 2 matches left. So take me to Spain.
Okay then. Barcelona, Atletico Madrid.
Barcelona, Atletico Madrid. It's a bit cold for Spain. What's the situation and what's your prediction?
Last year, Barcelona won the league, not often now. Real Madrid usually win it. Real Madrid are top. Surprisingly, Girona are second.
That's a big surprise. They're level on points with Real at the top. Wow,
yeah. And better form than Real.
Yeah.
Champions League, maybe.
Yeah, they'd have to drop by 10 points to go out the top four. So, yeah, Girona.
Atletico Madrid and Barcelona are on the same points. They've both got 31. The form looks pretty similar.
Yeah. It's at Barcelona's massive ground.
I don't know. I'm going 1-1.
I just feel that even though they're on the same points, Atletico have got a better goal difference there. and they've played a game less. I'm going Barca 1, Atletico 2, because I don't think this Barca team are all that. So I'm going for an away win. And finally, I think the listeners might be a bit surprised. We started the season talking about this quite a bit, but who's our last game?
Al Hilal Al Nasser, as Saudi people say, the Hilal against the Nasser.
The Hilal and the Nasser. So why the hell have you picked this game, mate?
Top versus second.
And they're running away. There's a massive gap. This is like the two that are going for the title, isn't it? What's the form like?
They've won basically all their recent games.
Al Hilal's points. 12 wins and 2 draws and 0 losers. They're smashing it.
Yeah, Al Nasser have got 11 wins, 1 draw and 2 losers. And Al Hilal are on 38 points. Al Nasser are on 34. And then I'll just say third place. Ali Saudi are on 27. That's the drop.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I think there's some rubbish teams in this league, though. Looking at the 18 of them, even all this time we spent talking.
There's like 3 of them, 4 of them that are quite good.
Yeah, because even all the time we spent in the summer talking about Saudi transfers, I've still never heard of most of these 18 teams. And like, yeah.
I've only heard of Al Nasser. And but all I knew of was, for 1 year, all I knew of is Al Nasser in this weird league in Asia. Yeah. And then now I've found out it's Saudi Arabia. And
yeah. Why had you heard of Al Nasser? Because of Ronaldo, I guess.
Yeah.
Because he was like the first, wasn't he? Yeah, so...
Why do they all follow Ronaldo? It's like they've copied him.
For the money, maybe. How could I say that? So tell us some players at this Al Hilal team who've been winning all the time. Who's some of their main players then?
Got Neymar, they've got Mitrovic, they've got Malcolm, Ruben Neves.
Yeah, Koulibaly was at Chelsea.
Yeah.
It's a strong team. Shall we have a look at the other team?
Yeah, I have no idea of some of them players.
Al Nasser, who have they got?
Cristiano Ronaldo, of course. Sadio Mane. Alex Telles.
Yeah, good player. That Laporte, who played for Man City, yeah, as a centre-back and plays for France. So, yeah, they're not doing too bad. So it's not a surprise these two teams are smashing it.
Yeah.
I don't know if it matters whose ground it is. I don't know what the fans are like. But Al Hilal, who are the team that are actually top, versus second place, Al Hilal are at home to Al Nasser. And it's my prediction, is it? Yeah. I'm going to go with Al Hilal to carry on their good form with a 3-0 win. I'm confident.
I tell you what, speaking about the fans won't be drinking beer.
No, they won't, will they?
They're not allowed.
No, they're not allowed in the whole country, really, are they?
No.
That's why you don't want to go, isn't it?
Because
you won't go that long without a beer, would you?
Yeah.
No.
Lads can't handle with no beer.
You always say, look, I'm not going down the football unless I can have a few pints.
Anyway, Al Hilal, Al Nasser, I'm going 2-1 Al Hilal.
2-1 Al Hilal, so another Al Hilal fan, but not by quite as much. I might have gone a bit over the top, but I've said it now, I've locked it in. So,
unless you want to change it like I did, but now I've put mine back.
I'm sticking to 3-0. I'm sticking with it. Because, you know, if I change it, it will just be 3-0 and I'll be annoyed. So I'm going to stick with where I started. We've predicted early this week, haven't we? It's Tuesday night when we're predicting. And what were you going to say?
The 3 points, you try and get 5.
Yeah, if Leicester draw. They haven't drawn all season.
We're going to have a little speak about this. Okay. I will give you 3 points, yeah?
Yeah.
No correct score, if it is that. But you can have the... If it's 0-0 or 1-1, you get 3 points.
So you're going to give me the 0-0 as well, because I've got the 1-1 draw, I already would get 3. Yeah. So you're offering me the 0-0 for 3 points.
Yeah.
I tell you what, Peter Crouch will be doing this next week. You know he likes to copy us. Okay. Shall we do something with 0-0s in general? If you predict a game, so it's fair on you as well. So if you get a 0-0. I know, because we're both predicting the game. I don't get it.
Yeah, this makes no sense.
Shall we just stick to our scoring system?
Yeah.
It's breaking my brain. You know what, Peter Crouch? We had you going for a bit there. Yeah. Because we know that you copy this podcast. We know that you tune in with your great big tool body. and your big ears listening to our podcast and copying our ideas.
With your big eyes.
Yeah, and lad eyes. Can drink more beer than you, Crouchy. That's why he's not going to Saudi Arabia. So anything else you want to tell us about life in general?
What? Life?
Yeah.
Life?
Yeah, words of wisdom.
Life? What, life?
Yeah, I mean, we've done football now. Let's talk about something else.
What? No.
No?
Weirdo. We can't not talk about football.
Football is life. Is that right?
Yeah.
Football is life.
Yeah, that's correct.
I think on the way into lad's bedroom, there is a sign that says something along the lines of...
It said, no, beware, don't, beware, you are walking into a 100% football room.
And then when you do, everything in the room is football related. He's a football lad, and that's why he's got a football podcast that's better than Peter Crouch's.
Yeah.
So you're not going to a game this weekend, having a weekend off, doing other Christmassy activities. So I look forward to the weekend. It feels ages away because we're doing this on Tuesday night. Some of these players might get injured and stuff, but... We've gone early and maybe we'll get more listeners because we've got longer to listen to it.
Yeah.
Get your bets on.
Tune in.
Yeah. Follow Al Hilal. Right.
The Hilal.
The Hilal are going to be the NASA. Right. I've got nothing else to say of you. 20 minutes. We better wrap this one up. Cool.
Bye, the dad.
Right. So in that
bye
case,
our dad.
It's bye from the dad.
And bye from lad.